We're going to study from the Sfas Emes on Purim. It's the third paragraph in these editions of the Sfas Emes Purim, page 67. Shnas Tof Reish Mem Aleph. Tof Reish Mem Aleph. The paragraph begins, Mashe Kovu Yom Hamanucha Li Yom Tov. Sfas Emes asks an obvious question. We probably have asked this question of ourselves, and we kind of just take it for granted that we'll mark Purim on the day when everything was quiet and calm, and those warriors who took Nekama against the enemies of Bnei Yisrael rested. Well, the V'nahafochu, that was the opposite of what was supposed to happen, was the day before. The day where we would, chas v'shalom, have been destroyed, where we would have been genocidally murdered, every man, woman, and child in Israel, was not on the 14th, but on the 13th. That was the day that turned into a day of joy, where it would have been, God forbid, the ultimate day of tragedy. So why don't we mark for him on the 13th? Mashakovu yom hamanucha liyom tov, as it says in the Megillah itself. V'yom shlosha asa l'chedesh Adar was the day when we fought back and defeated our enemy Amalek. V'noyach ba'arba asar bay. And then we had peace, and we had a cessation of hostilities, and came to Menucha on the 14th. And of course, for the people who lived in Shushan, so Esther Amalka requested yet one more day for them to take revenge against enemies. And then, of course, that's why the Purim day is celebrated in those cities that are surrounded, like the city of Shushan was surrounded by a choma. They mark that day of joy on the 15th. But it's the day after all of the hostilities came to an end. But the day that was, as we said, when Hafeich was a day earlier. Iker Hanes v'ibud Am Amalek, Hayibiyud Gimel. The next was on the day before, on the Yud Gimel, that we had been granted permission to go against our enemies and succeeded to do so. So he says, Achein be'emes, the truth is, kol ha-simcha, tzorich lihios l'shem Hashem. All of the joy, all of what we celebrate on Purim is not about us. Ultimately, what we should be thinking about, what we should be overjoyed for, is that Kavod Shamayim was protected and advanced by the survival of Am Yisrael. It's not merely about us. And in the words of the Sfas Emes, he says, it's really about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kavod Shamayim. Kol ha-simcha tzorich lios l'shem Hashem. Ba'asher amolek ha-rosho v'zaroi ma'akvim kvayt shema yizbarach. Because that's what Amalek is all about. We defeat Amalek. Amalek doesn't just want that we shouldn't exist. Amalek wants to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole point of Amalek is the ratzon ha-bayre, the will of Hashem, is to be negated. All of the purpose of Am Yisrael is to do Hashem's holy work. And Amalek says, no. No, don't have Hashem's desire fulfilled by anybody in this world. Certainly not by the people who he wants that we should fulfill Hashem's desire. That is exactly the point of destroying Amalek then. Not just that we should survive, but that those people opposed to Am Yisrael's doing Hashem's work, should be defeated so that Am Yisrael can bring about the holy work and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, as is our purpose, as is the design of the universe. So it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and about Kavod Shemayim. And of course, that's what we learn on the day of Purim. We learn from Parshas Beshalach, and that's exactly what the Torah says. Ki yod al keis ko, milchamo l'Hashem ba'amolek midor dor. Ki yod al keis ko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, so to speak, taking an oath by his very throne. But it doesn't say kisei, it says case. And it doesn't say his full name, it says ka. So Chazal said, because ein Hashem sholem ve'ein hakisei sholem ad sheyimoche shmoy shalom holek. Nishba she'ein shmoy sholem, he quotes in part from Chazal, v'kisei sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, meaning his presence in the world and his glory in the world is not full, it's attenuated, lo'aleinu, chas v'sholem, to say such a thing. Ad sheyimoche zari shalom holek. Until Amalek is completely destroyed, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own world cannot reign supreme. So if we defeat Amalek on the 13th of Adar, and if you look in the Targum on the Pasuk, that's what it says. When it says in the Pasuk, Noach be'oyveihem, haroid musoyneihem, the Targum says, specifically, naming Amalek, we went after the Amaleki in the 127 Medinos. So this was Al-Muhammad Amalek. That's why it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, L'chein tzrichim ma'od l'smayach b'ibud rishayim, Sayneh Hashem. The simcha is not just that we are able to survive. We're able to survive and then continue doing what we do for Hashem's sake. It's not about us. We don't live for ourselves. We don't live for a good time. We live to be marv kvod shemayim. That's why l'chein tzrichim ma'od l'smayach b'ibud v'shoyim sayni Hashem. Uv'nei Yisrael shenivru'u l'hoyed al habayir yisbarach. That's what we're here for. It's why we were created. L'hoyed al habayir yisbarach. To bear witness to and then teach the world of his greatness and heighten, cause that greatness to be known and felt universally. The Rishayim hold us back. The Rishayim infect us and want to corrupt us so we won't bring glory to Hashem's name. Ubeibud Rishayim, with the destruction of Rishayim, Mischaskin b'nei Yisrael, with the destruction of Rishayim, Am Yisrael is much more powerful, is prominent and strengthened. Again, not for Am Yisrael's sake, but for Hashem's sake. K'may she'aymrim, l'haydiya, l'haydiya, shekol kevecha, lo yevayshuv, lo yikol mula netzach. In other words, the Yeshua is l'chaydiya, to let the whole world know. So we read this l'chaydiya, meaning that it's for us to know, right? That the nes happened, l'chaydiya, so that we should feel, you know, it pays to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't it? Don't trust in Achashverosh. Don't bow to Nebuchadnezzar the way they did. Don't participate in those mishtos, in those banquets with those kings, because they're not important. Don't be scared of them. Don't pledge allegiance to them so much. Just have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. Shekol kaivecha, those who hope in you, lo yevoshu lo yikomu, lenetzach kol achay sabach. Says the Sfas-Emes, but there's a bigger l'haydiya. The whole point of Am Yisrael is l'haydiya to the whole world. Shekol kevecha lo yevayshiv lo yikol mu v'netzach. Everybody should know that there's a Ribbono shel Olam and trust in him and not in what all what everything that people do and everything that we think we're able to control when we're not. It's a lesson to mankind. That's what it means to be a light unto the nations. L'haydiya. Now, the next part of Shoshanas Yaakov says, Arur Haman Shebikesh Labdi. So since I am tasked with letting the whole world know and singing out the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Haman would have stopped me from doing so forever, Arur Haman Shebikesh Labdi. And in the context in which we're speaking, Sfasemis explains, Hainu, the reason to say Arur Haman is because Kol Hatzar Shel Hatzadikim, what was distressing for Tzadikim and Mordechai and Esther, Hoyosh Al Sharetzim La'abit Shem Yisrael Ve'Oilo. It's not just that we have to live ourselves, but Shem Yisrael, meaning the purpose and the idea and the ideal of a nation that teaches the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Amalek wants to destroy. Umi yivarer kvayt shamayim. And if we're not here, who's going to bring out, who's going to elicit from life itself and from all of the world, who's going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonders, who's going to celebrate for mankind's sake, highlight the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach the world what we ultimately taught, that there is only one great master of the universe. So who's going to herald him, teach him, celebrate him, if we're not here? In other words, Purim is not selfishly, oh, we would have been destroyed, Baruch Hashem, look, we're here. We are here. But why are we here? We're here for Hashem's sake. Now, the more you realize what Amalek was trying to do, and reflect on how great the loss of Kavod Shemayim would have been, the more you're ready to celebrate Purim. To the extent that you are thinking not about ourselves, we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately it's defeat of Amalek. And what is Amalek all about? Like he just said, Ein Hakisei Shalem, Hashem's throne, as it were, is not a complete throne. He's not able to rise up on that throne and be seen and felt on that throne. Ein Hashem Shalem, the very name of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't complete and recognized Behechrech with necessary understanding of it, and its clarity in the eyes and minds of mankind can't happen when Amalek is opposed. So if Amalek still exists, Ein HaKiseh Shalem Ve'ein HaShem Shalem. So therefore, when we defeat Amalek on the 13th, we have a lot to think about. And now the Sfasemna says, that's why we don't celebrate on the 13th. Because only after you defeat your enemy, V'noyach me'oyveihem, do you have the ability to reflect on, oh wow, what would have happened? Because it's not about our lives physically, it's about what would have been in this world. The absolute darkness and the diminution of Kvod Shemayim that would have ensued if Amalek would have succeeded. That's what we have to think about. And he goes on to say, truthfully, he says, you only appreciate the evil of Amalek afterward when you can look back and reflect on what Amalek wanted and what Amalek accomplished when temporarily he did injure us, weaken us. Oh, you think about it. And then you realize how dangerous it was and the full evil that that Amalek represents. And what do? You respond with greater commitment for the sake of Kavod Shemayim. So on the very day of the defeat of Amalek, you don't necessarily come up with all of these responses. You don't have the full understanding of what Amalek wanted. You don't have the full understanding of what Amalek meant. Afterwards, you actually start to hate Amalek more. When you have the time and luxury to look back and reflect on what Amalek wanted to do to you, you can actually realize how nefarious, how evil Amalek really was. I don't know if it's the case, but perhaps it was the case for the generations that experienced what they did in Eastern Europe, maybe even when the Churban in Europe happened in the years 1939 to 1945, that while it was happening, the evil of it was just so immediate. They want to destroy us, they want to kill us all. But the magnitude of it, the sense of what they're trying to do and why they're trying to do it, needs perspective. And perspective on it comes after the effort, and after that enemy is defeated. Let's continue. V'zeh shekasuv, he says, and that's why it says that as Esther argues, for the first time she finally says who she is. She says that she is from Yehuda, she's from Bnei Yisrael, and that there's a decree to destroy her, her whole people, wholesale. And she says, "Ve'ilu la'avodim v'lushvachais nimkarnu hecherashti." If we would have been spared and just sold into slavery, I would be quiet. Ki ein hatzor shoveh benezek hamelech. Those are the words. Now the Sfasem here is very cryptic. He just says, "V'zeh shekosav la'avodim v'lushvachais nimkarnu hecherashti." So let's explain what this means. She is saying that the point is that we would have been completely and utterly destroyed. And if we're utterly destroyed, then there's no one to do Hashem's work in the world anymore. And it's the v'chulhu, because the rest of the words right after that are ki ein hatzor shoveh benezek hamelech. That's what she says. That's it. That's the end of what she has to say. Rashi says means the tzor, the enemy, shoveh, does not take into account nezek hamelech. You know how damaging this is to your malchus. You know, we could have been sold off for a lot of money. Imagine if every Jew in the 127 far-flung medinos of this far-flung empire, imagine if all of them would be sold into slavery. Some of them would be worth a lot of money. Big, strong fellas, capable women, young children who are able to raise families and create more slaves. It was a gold mine if we just would have taken them all captive. You know why he didn't, says Esther? Ein hatzor shoveh b'nezek hamelech. He doesn't care about your coffers. He doesn't consider the economic losses that this... He just wants them, just wants to destroy us. That's the pshat. This is Zohar HaKadosh in Tetzava, page Kuf Pehei, Amud Aleph. K'mo Da'at Oma, as it says in the Sefer Yehoshua, after Achan took up the spoils of war, and we were defeated, 36 of us, Le'aleinu, defeated in the Melchama against Ai, and Yehoshua and the Zekenim crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will happen to us? V'hichrisu es Shemeinu min Haaretz, will be wiped out. Uma tasel l'shimcha hagadol. Then what will you do, Hashem? If Am Yisrael is wiped out, ma tasel l'shimcha hagadol? How about your name? And the idea of, and the truth of you in this world. Who will pronounce it? Who will teach it? The hashma ilo lo itkayem b'kiyumei. This is not something that the Malach HaMavis or Edom or Esav will advance. V'da'ihu, that's the meaning of Nezek HaMelech. When it says HaMelech in the Megillah, if it doesn't say HaMelech HaChashverosh, it's also a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the explanation the Zohar says is, Esther says, you know, if Am Yisrael is destroyed, there'll be no one to announce, no one to celebrate for this world and teach. Kavod Shemayim, Ein Hatzor Shoveh. This Amaleki doesn't value and doesn't care about Nezek HaMelech, destruction of Kavod Shemayim, at all. That's, believe it or not, that's what the Sfas Emes is saying in these two sentence, two lines, or line and a half. That's all he means. But it's a huge message. V'zeh shekosuv, l'avodim l'shvachas nemkalim hecharashti v'chulum. G'enat sor shov v'benezek ha-melech, he's referring to that Zayir HaKadosh, where the Zayir says, Einat sor shov v'benezek ha-melech means that a melech wants us destroyed. He doesn't care that, or wants us destroyed because that way there's nobody to bring honor to the melech malchi hamlochim anymore. Says the Sfasemis. So you see in her words before the king, she came arguing not just simply because of the lives of all these Jews. She came because Ein Hatzor Shov v'Benezek HaMelech. Who will teach the world about the glorious one Melech Malchi Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she says. That's why we need to mark Purim the day after, when all of this comes to mind, and when all of the threat retrospectively is appreciated, and when we respond to it with renewed commitment, oh, that's when you have the defeat of a Malik. The defeat of a Malik is not just military. The defeat of a Malik is when we are committed more than we ever were before, where Amalek wanted to destroy us. Because of that commitment, the day after, we say, okay, now let's commit ourselves even more. So he goes on and he says, V'lechein achar mechias Amalek kiblu teira u'mitzvais mechadash. So that after the defeat of Amalek, we responded with Kabbalah Satira, renewed, k'mei shekosev, hada kiblua mimei achashverosh. Ubechol eis, anytime, every time, sheyesh mechias ha-molech, misayir achakach, ahavas ha-teira b'Yisrael. When we have to fight ha-molech, because ha-molech stands opposed to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we do right afterwards? Recommit with greater strength to the Torah. Before Matan Torah, where we came from a place called Rifidim. What happened in Rifidim? We came to Rifidim by Yilachamu Amalek. Where? In Rifidim. And the response then, after Rifidim, we marched to Har Sinai for Kabbalah Satayra. We defeat Amalek on the 13th of Adar. And what is the consequence? We Lehudim Haisa'ir, V'simcha, V'sos, and Vikar, commitment to mitzvahs. And the first, Lehudim Haisa'ir, Aira, Zutaira. Lachain, therefore, Achar Yom HaMelchama, Achar, the operative word is after the war, Bo B'nei Yisrael El HaMenucha. That's when we come to Menucha, which here doesn't just mean that you don't have to fight. Menucha means, as in Menuchas Hadas, that's when you can think, wow, what we just went through and what would have happened, but didn't, what they wanted to do, but failed to do, now we realize it. And look at what he says in the next sentence, amazing. V'nasu soinim b'yoyser harbei l'mafreya al haman. We really, really recognized, all of us, the enemy, and hated, and had greater, deeper, more profound, functional enmity toward the enemy afterward, on that Menucha day, rather than on the day of Nekama itself. Shera'u v'hevinu, because they all saw, we, Am Yisrael, all saw and understood, Ma ibed mehen kol yomim oisei harasha yimach shemai. What had he taken from us? Anytime he had prevailed, whatever he had done to weaken us, to weaken our resolve, to pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he's defeated, we realize how dangerous he is and how much we would have suffered and continued to become weaker, spiritually weaker, because of him, let alone destroyed. V'chein k'siv, and that's why it says, Zachar es asher asa lecha Amalek, v'derech v'tzeischem mi Mitzrayim, And it goes on and says, V'hayah v'haniach Hashem alakecha l'cha mikol ha'evecha misaviv, then timcha zecher amalek. He's pointing out that just like in the Torah, the mitzvah of mechias amalek is to happen v'hayah v'haniach Hashem alakecha l'cha mikol ha'evecha. Haniach meaning when you are given menucha. That's when you destroy Amalek. Says this Vasemis, I mean, it's a brilliant stroke. You look at the words. He says, well, that's what we did in the case of the Megillah. It says, V'noyach me'oyvehem. The day of V'noyach me'oyvehem is the day of V'hayah, V'haniach, Hashem lekecha lecha mikol oyvecha. Then timche ezecher Amalek. Because that's when you really have an understanding of who Amalek is, just how great the threat of Amalek to your purpose as Am Yisrael, holy Am Yisrael. Now you understand what Am Yisrael's kedusha, chas v'sholom, compromised by Amalek would have meant, reduced, compromised, taken away, let alone the physical destruction of Am Yisrael. Very, very interesting idea he says about the Golos. Do we understand what the Golos is doing to us? Do we understand what being amongst them and what their influences are? What Amalek does? How insidious Amalek is? We don't even understand. While we are the victims of Amalek, and we are all the victims of Amalek, we don't even realize how profoundly negatively affected we are by Amalek. It's only b'haniach l'cha mikol ha'evecha misaviv. And that doesn't just mean the physical threat. It means the whole gamut of all of that which weakens us and somehow tramples upon us and our resolve to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel confident about who we are, confident about what we're telling the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of that which is, so to speak, pulling us down, which is the work of Amalek, afterwards, then we see. V'tzrichen lahamin, we have to know, oh yes, it's Amalek that wants to destroy, it's Amalek that's the Yetzirah, it's Amalek that doesn't give us the power and the glory and the sense of assertiveness and pride as we should have it as Yidden. We should make all the difference to the world, not them. Because we're under the effect of that enemy. After you are able to understand and recognize how evil they are, then kach yecholin limchosam. Then you can defeat Amalek. L'chein, that's why it says, b'yom hamanucha, hoisifu sina alav. He goes on to say that that's why it says, v'noyach me'oyvehem, v'harog b'soynehem. There's a pasuk where it's reversed. Wait a minute. It says in the Megillah, noyach me'oyvehem v'harog b'soynehem. But that's wrong. First we needed to harog b'soynehem, and then we took the time out leisurely to relax. He says, no, you didn't. What did Esther ask for? Esther said, give me another day. Give me another day, because now that we have defeated our enemy and we have come to rest, we're able to understand our enemy better and have more resolve to defeat that enemy than we did when we first began to do battle against him. So give me another day. Then Timcha. V'lachein biksha Esther, at the end of this paragraph. V'lachein biksha Esther l'kayim ha'nekama gam b'yayim yudalid shehoyozman ha'manucha k'nizke la'el. That's why she asked for that extra day, because it was already after we came to Manucha. We come to Manucha, we really understand what Amalek is and why we have to defeat Amalek. Not for our sake, for Hashem's sake. So that's why we don't celebrate Purim on the day of our salvation, on Yud Gimel, where you would say, look, you know, that's the day that was V'nahapoichu. Asher yishlutu hayudim heima b'sayneim. When was the day Asher yishlutu hayudim heima b'sayneim? When did we have, with permission from the king, to destroy our enemies? On the 14th? No. on the 13th. So why don't we mark Purim on the 13th? Ah, because on the 13th we destroyed our enemies, and then we realized who and what our enemy is all about. Oh, and our enemy is not all about just our own lives. Our enemy is about Kvod Shemayim. And it says, in the case of Amalek, V'hayu b'niach, only after you have peace and rest, mikol evecha misaviv, will you be able to look back and understand what this enemy wanted to do, and even what the enemy has done to you, compromising us, compromising our Kedusha. We come back at it with saying more Kedusha. We come back at it with saying more Torah. And that's exactly what we did. We read in the Megillah, the Pasuk, like, we say, you know, in our Havdalah, every week we read this, because we start the week with what? With excitement. We're going to have a great week. We take the Kedusha of Shabbos, and we're going to bring it into the week. But when did that Pasuk happen? If you look literally at the Megillah, you realize that Pasuk didn't happen until the 23rd day of Sivan. Which means, says the Sasemis in Tofresh Membeis, it was after Matan Torah, after Chag Shavuos. In other words, Bnei Yisrael went through the process of commitment to Torah that grew and expanded, and then Mordechai prevailed upon the king to have a new set of edicts sent out such that we could take revenge against our enemies. And then the Pasuk says, because it wasn't right away. It was after we reflected on, wow, what would Amalek have done and what it means for Hashem's sake that we're able to continue and recommit to him and to his Torah. Now let's celebrate Purim. So that's why every year we don't celebrate on the 13th, which is the day of our survival and of the miracle of Nehafechu. No, we celebrate the day after, because it's B'haniach Lecha that you're able to know and understand what to truly celebrate, what to be joyous for the sake of Kvod Shemayim.